WVIN 98.3 FM, your high school hoops pep rally radio station. I am Joel Orion, and joining me right now is the interim head coach of the Avoca Tigers. It's Coach Mike Stowe. Coach, thanks so much for joining me in the paint here on the Countdown the Tip-Off pregame show.
All right, thank you.
Coach, for those who are not familiar with you, let's get a little bit of a background story on you, a little bio of your coaching history and your personal history.
Sure. I'm a lifelong resident of Avoca. Graduated from Avoca in 91. Was involved in the state championship team that we had here many, many years ago. And started coaching. Actually, I coached with Mike Wright. Gave me my first opportunity in Campbell when I got out of college in 1995. And I helped them a little bit. Took on the coaching position of modified coach here in Avoca several years ago. And I was given the opportunity to coach varsity about 13 years ago. Did it for a couple of years, and then started having a family of my own. So we took a few years off, but I was fortunate enough to get back involved in it here over the last couple of years. So this is where we are today.
Your ball club is 16-6, coming off a historic victory over Prattsburg. We'll talk about the win and the historic ramifications of that game in just a couple minutes. You are the interim head coach. This program was shrouded in controversy earlier in the year. You took over in a tumultuous time. There was a lot of off-the-court distractions going on early this season, Coach, when you took over the reins of this team. How did you keep this team so focused and on course to get to this Class D2 championship?
Yeah, and we kind of put everything aside and just focused on basketball. The kids knew me. They've known me for a long time. I coached them in youth, so the transition itself wasn't as bad as what people from the outside might have seen. The kids respect me, and I respect them, and we just went about business as usual. And they just put everything aside, and they were able to focus on basketball. And, I mean, that's just a testament to how good of young men these guys really are. It goes far beyond the game of basketball, that's for sure.
Let's talk about the semifinal matchup against Prattsburg. You were victorious 71-58. You're very familiar with Prattsburg. They're a league opponent in Steuben County. The last time you beat the Vikings was in 1990. You may very well remember this game, 78-72. You were a player on that team. I'm not sure how many games that's been in the last 26 years, but Avoca Prattsburg could play anywhere from 1, 2, 3, or 4 times in a given year. Coach, were the kids aware of this drought in this streak going into the game? Were you aware of it? And did you inform them of it either before or after the game?
Yeah, the kids weren't aware of it actually until after the game. Brian Putnam, the coach for Prattsburg, and myself played against each other back in 1990 in Bath. And I was unaware that was the last time we had beaten them. But, I don't know if it's fate or what you want to call it, but it was nice to kind of get the monkey off the back, sure. That's for sure.
From a coach's perspective, what was your biggest takeaway from that 71-58 victory over Prattsburg?
Yeah, I mean, just the overall, the way they handled the pressure. I mean, this particular group of boys haven't seen that type of atmosphere in the 4 years that they've been in school. I was a little used to it back as a player and, coaching in other places. But, for them to handle the pressure of the situation and, again, being – Facing that Prattsburg team that's been the monkey on our back for so many years, just the way they handled everything was just unbelievable. I was able to just sit back and relax and watch these guys do what they do. The first half they were shaky, but I think Prattsburg was too. I mean, the crowds were just crazy, and it was just awesome to see. It was true small town sports at its best, that's for sure. Really, I think they believe now that they belong more than anything. We've had our naysayers all year long because of the controversy early and because of our youth. But I think we've got some believers out there finally. And I know the kids can do it. The kids know they can do it, and I believe in them 100%. So, we're taking that momentum and going forward, that's for sure.
Let's talk about your opponent here today. You'll be taking on the fifth seed, the Lima Christian Saints, with a record of 13-9 here at the McLean Center on the campus of Alfred University. Here we go again, Coach. It seems to happen almost every year. Steuben County and Livingston County teams run into a private school in sectionals in the semis or in the championship game. We won't even go down that road. That's a whole different discussion and topic, and we don't have enough time to cover that here. But what do you know about your opponent here today in the Class D2 championship game?
Oh, they're a fantastic team. I'm not going to take anything away from them. their record and may not indicate the dominance that they actually have shown this year, but they played some pretty big schools. And, you know, 1 through 5, they're probably one of the best in Section 5 as far as I'm concerned. I think they try to push the ball in transition when they can. They got some lively legs out there, that's for sure. Both their center and their shooting forward are very active on the boards. And, you know, we do expect a fast-paced game. I've got a good coaching staff in place, and we've received a lot of dates and a lot of information from all schools all over. And we've been able to sit down and spent countless hours the last couple nights actually trying to get prepared for this. So, you know, but on the flip side, bottom line is they do have to go out and play. And we'll just see what happens.
Coach, if this game is 60 or higher, does that favor you or them?
I think it's pretty even, to be honest with you. I've done some research here. Our last 3 or 4 ball games, I've compared stats between the two teams, and there's not much difference between the two. I think we're both averaging right around 70 points a game, and we're both holding our opponents to right around 46 points. So it's about as even as you're going to see on paper. So I guess it's who has the most heart at this point.
Let's talk about your team overall. Any players that you had high expectations for that have lived up to that, and any role players that have maybe even exceeded your expectations for them on this year's ball club?
Yeah, you know, not to single out any one person, but, you know, I've gone in with the mindset, and I've told the boys that you know, I look at our eight guys that we have on the team, and I look at 8 starters. And it just depends on the game and the situation on who's going to step up. Mm-hmm. And all 8 of them have contributed one point or another in stepping up in these big-time situations. So I'm comfortable with whoever I put up there, to be honest with you.
Well, you know the players and the team and the program at Avoca much better than I. Is 2016, has this been a year people have been looking forward to and you've been building for several years? Or are you and the coaching staff welcomely surprised that you're playing here today for the Class D2 championship on the campus of Elford University?
Very much so. We put a plan in place, you know, a good year or two ago. We've seen the talent coming up through the system. If you were to ask me this back in October, I'd have said no chance. but watching these kids develop and watching these kids grow as young men, I give us as good a chance as anybody else right now.
Well, Coach, as we mentioned, people probably familiar with your name around the Avoca area. You were a sophomore on the 1989 state championship team and a junior on the 1990 runner-up team that went 25-2. You averaged 16.3 points per game and were named to the New York State third team your senior year. Let me ask you this question, Coach. If in their heyday, the 89-90 team played this year's team, who would win?
Oh, boy. I'm gonna leave that question up for debate and see how far we get this year. How's okay. That?
All right, here's even a better question. If you called up your former teammates and your buddies and said, a month from now, we're going to get together and we're going to play this 2016 Avoca team, who's going to win, Coach?
Based on the friends that I keep in contact with, I wouldn't think that we have a chance. But you asked me that question 20 years ago, and I'd probably say this year's team would have a hard time.
Well, just putting a wrap on your playing days, and you had a great career individually, and your teams that you were on were very successful as well. You held the single season record for 43 three-pointers in a single season. That was broke by your freshman phenom, LaDre Stanford, this year. In a moment of honesty here, Coach, after the record was broken, did you need a little time alone, or after the boys left, were you a little bummed in the locker room? Your thoughts on your long-standing three-point record being broken this year by LaDre Stanford?
Yeah, and that's a conversation that me and him have daily. I wasn't bummed at all. I mean, records are made to be broken, that's for sure. And, you know, for one to last as long as it has, it's a pretty good deal, but he deserves every record that he gets from this point on, because he is one heck of a basketball player. And what people don't realize is the poor kid's only 14 years old, you know, and sometimes people look beyond that.
Sure.
But he is going to be something special. You can mark my words.
They certainly put a lot of pressure on him for being 14 years old. And finally, you talked about your coaching staff. Is there any assistant coaches at the varsity level and through the program you'd like to give some props to right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Steve Hopkins, a good friend of mine, who was there as a volunteer at one point, he stepped up to the plate and helped me finish the job. And an Avoca alum, actually, who graduated last year, Craig Johnson, has stepped up as well. And, you know, he's wanted this his whole life, and now he's, you know, he's able to live through this team a little bit. He's just as excited as the rest of us, that's for sure.
You had the opportunity to play for a coach who's one of the all-time greats in the Southern Tier, Coach Skillman. Your thoughts when I say Coach Skillman, what comes to mind?
Oh, I mean, Mr. Skillman's a legend. That's just, he's impacted this whole town, this whole community, and I don't compare to that.
Well, I can just tell by your response, he had a huge impact on your life and many others whose lives he touched. I'm sure he's extraordinarily proud right now that the Avoca Tigers are back in a sectional championship game. It's been 26 years, Coach. Looking forward, is this one and done, or should we get used to the Avoca Tigers starting to play going into March every year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have one heck of a program set in place if all goes according to plan. I mean, we have an eighth grade class that'll be, finally venturing into the JV level that are extremely smart and knowledgeable about the game of basketball. And, we're young. You know, we lose two seniors, two valuable seniors. But we're going to come back stronger, that's for sure.
And finally, you still have the interim head coach title. Not sure what the Avoca Central School District is waiting for. I think they should lock you up for the foreseeable future. With the circumstances that you took over early on this season, the way the kids have played for you, you've gotten them to a sectional championship for the first time in 26 years, the last time you were a player for Avoca Central School. I know that it's a two-way street. You would need to make that decision as well. You have work responsibilities, family responsibilities. Has Avoca come to you, Coach? Have they discussed maybe making you the full-time head coach going forward? Can we get rid of this interim head coach title here in the near future, Coach?
Well, I hope so, but that, I guess that's a question that is left up to the administration there at Avoca. But they know my intentions. They know what I want. I definitely don't want to go away anytime soon, so let's hope for the best.
Well, they can't argue with the results so far, that's for sure. Coach, we wish you the best of luck here today against the Lima Christian Saints. Continued success going forward, and thanks so much for giving us a few minutes here in the paint.
All right, I appreciate it.
That is head coach Mike Stowe of the Avoca Tigers. He's got his team primed and ready for a sectional championship, the first one since 1990. Over a quarter of a century has passed, but they seem to be ready to seal the deal. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Countdown to Tip-Off pregame show on WVIN.